For the purpose, critique, review, education, proudly we present.
It's time for Madonna Uniquities number 16. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host of this podcast.
Jersey Mike Jr., nerdling, but 16, sweet 16, Madonna. Today is Martin Luther King Day, and I saw on her Instagram that they're celebrating. I think she adopted two new little girls.
I believe it.
I commend her.
I commend her to that. Wow. You know, I mean, Madonna's career is just, it's nice to see it keep on going. Here's the thing. You ever hear these things that people will, the DJs, the record people, they call them mega mixes? Kind of like a medley thrown together with a little backbeat and something. I usually not a big fan of these because I kind of like, I like the ones they did in the 80s or the 90s. And then the 2000s, everybody's a DJ. Yeah. I'm going to mix something. You know, and it's just a little overbearing. I found a nice little short one that's 4 minutes and 6 seconds long.
Hey, all different Madonna meshed in there. How could you go wrong?
I think this would be a good start. The names on this is put together by DJ Luke Megamix and producer Diego Valentin. So here is Madonna Megamix 2017 for your 2018.
Hey, Mr. DJ.
Yeah.
Does that do you good?
That's better than drugs, in all honesty, because you're getting so many relapses or mind-blowing opportunities from when you're young
to today, 12, 15 second songs. I'll snippet it in there seamlessly. Wow. It's like a blanket of Madonna you want to wrap around.
DJ Wayne, that was perfect.
DJ Luke Mega Mix and producer Diego Valentin.
You pulled it up, DJ Wayne, so you got the credit for that on this show. Thank you, guys. That was really hot, man.
That was well done. So, the announcement, we're going to be doing Madonna Uniquities twice a week now. So you're going to double and get better, more Madonna for your buck.
That's because we have so many calls, demands, you know, just personal people telling us they want Madonna, Madonna,
the numbers
Madonna.
Are there.
Yes, so we need to spice it up because we are nerds. We're in 2018. We're not getting any younger. And at the same time, things just seem not to be the same.
You know, it's still going back to the 80s.
Exactly.
And early 90s. So as we've been doing the podcast, we've kind of been going album to album, kind of retrospecting each kind of career. We're kind of landing back at Like a Virgin album this week.
And you know what's nice? That's like when you go home, you have a rough day, you put the TV on and you want to watch IG and Genie or something you like. And you're just like, this wasn't such a bad day. Like Madonna, Like a Virgin, we're all cleansed.
And Madonna doesn't mind that if people or DJs mix play with her music. She's okay with that. That's what I think is unique.
That's why she's our queen. She knows she made it. Let other people produce it. Plus, it's good salesmanship because more listening.
She is a good example of a business person. That's what I like.
The more they do, the more her name stays out, the more she's going to sell, like MDNA, Madonna Skincare. So if they hear it in music, pick it up this sales. Guess what? Madonna made a dime. Good for you.
So in that note, our last song for this Madonna Uniquities number 16, it's going to get us a different version of Like a Virgin. Nile Rodgers, who produced Madonna's album, basically stated that there's really nothing left as far as outtakes or anything not released in the can anymore. He doesn't have it. He says that when he first heard Like a Virgin, he kind of dismissed it. You know, let's put that at the bottom of the list. But then he realized that when he was humming it at the end of the day, the medley, the rhythm and everything, it was a hit.
Well, it's kind of like being reborn.
Yeah.
How many times can you be a virgin? You can go in the water and, you know, if you believe in things, you can get cleansed and stuff. And that's why I love Madonna.
You can be a born-again virgin wearing paper plate.
And Madonna is giving us Like a Virgin.
So I found this track. This is one that somebody was playing around with. It's basically a vocal semi-isolation.
Oh, this is cool.
A little bit. You're going to like this. So let's just roll.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, so there, from 1935, there's the 78 vinyl old record of Madonna's first take. Just kidding.
And the crazy thing is, you hear her, I want to hear what she said.
Yeah, at the very end.
I want to hear that or something. Wow.
You know, I mean, okay, I'm having some different reservations about this. That is so cool because it's, you got the little hiccups that are happening there. It's like something that she did, as I was mentioning as while I was playing, old acetates, which are aluminum disc that they would cut a record on, and an artist would be able to take it home and listen to it to see, you know, get out of the studio, get in a different environment. But the more you play it, the needle wears down the aluminum off the disc and degrades the playing of it.
Kind of like those things in the those things where they would do the reverse, where people would talk into it in the 20s and they could hear themselves on the record. Something like
one
really,
of those things cutting it. Yeah, yeah.
That's neat, man.
I mean, that's...
See, that's what's being a nerd's about.
To hear that very last little part right there, I have a feeling that's a... I'm going to say question mark acetate version of Like a Virgin.
And is Madonna... What state of mind is she in? Does she know she's going to be a worldwide sensation, or does she... You know, struggle. And is she in the struggle, kind of like what we are in our struggle with doing things? And she really just blew out after this album. This was her blowout album.
That was cool.
Like a Virgin.
Yeah, I mean, because you can hear the bleed through a little bit of the drums and the key. I don't know. Let's put them up for vote. Madonna Mega Mix 2017 against the questionable acetate Like a Virgin vocal semi-isolation.
That's going to be hard because you got to. Old and new, all meshed in there. So this is a good one.
Vote often, vote twice. WCW_comedy or Shiny Squirrel Podcast, which is our Instagram's accounts. Hey, in a few days, you're going to have another Madonna Uniquities podcast coming at you.
Madonna.